Okay, we're gonna get started. I'm calling to order the KPFT local station board on January 24th, 2017. It's 7:16. A few announcements before we get started. In your folders are your agendas. They're pink this week. I had to update a few things because of the treasurer, so I just made new ones. And there are two in each folder, so share with the people around you. The general manager report is in green, and a motion I'm submitting about the minutes is in orange just to help us find things today. The public comment for public is back there. It's orange tonight, and there are snacks back there and some extra folders for y'all with agendas and bylaws and standing rules if you'd like to follow along with us with those. One thing I want to put out there for us all to think about this month is this location is a fairly expensive meeting place. I know we all have connections to different organizations around town, so if you could come to the next meeting with some ideas for us of cheaper, better options for our meeting locations, that would be good for us and for the station to save some money.
How much does this cost?
I think it's $70 an hour.
$70 an hour?
Yes. I'm not sure if there's a special deal, but that's...
I don't think there is.
Okay, so we're going to start with staff recognition.
I want to recognize Bob Gardner, actually, since he spent so much time, especially during the cold weather when other people couldn't get to the station, and took care of making sure that we didn't have an abandoned station. So I appreciate that.
The early mornings to run the boards and frequently night too. Well, thank you. Anybody else we don't know about who helps keeps on the air?
I
cannot
hear. I'm sorry, but can you
speak up? I just want to recognize Patrick Hoyt, who helped also get us through the freeze and with Iceland roads. And I think he spent the night at the station one night to make sure that we could keep going even if people couldn't get in.
Doing our PSAs, our multiple changing PSAs this month. It was a great help, so thank you for doing that. I also wanted to shout out Tony at Nuestra Palabra. I had a meeting for volunteers last night. He's trying to get volunteers in for his show and for others, and I think it's just great that he's putting in that extra work. All right, we're going to move on to roll call. Today, for our little roll call check-in, if you choose to participate, I'd like you to share an adjective that for you describes an ideal meeting. Think of a describing word for your ideal meeting, and instead of saying here, you can say your word. If you don't want to participate, you can say here. And again, we're going to solve all the excuses and unexcused absences at the end of roll call once we've established a quorum. Adriana Katanevi.
Transparency.
Bill Crozier.
Respect.
Joseph Davis.
Civility.
Elaine Duncan.
Ooh.
Nick. Anissa Faruqi.
Productive.
Rhonda Gardner.
Efficient.
Robert Gardner.
Here.
Alexandra Hunter. Wally James. Krafka.
Jim
Krafka.
What?
You're not Jim Krafka.
Oh, I thought you said Doug Shadow.
Dwayne Lark.
I cried.
Adrian Laviolette.
Sybil.
Mike Lewis. Jerry Lynch.
Here.
Bob Mark. Oh, sorry, the phone's looking at the wrong one. PK McCary. Susie Moreno. Venetia Patel Adams. Rick Potoff.
Here.
Deb Shafton. Chapto. Casey Sinclair. Democratic. Consistent. Cliff Smith.
Here.
Rita Washington. Ted Weisfeld.
On the screen.
Venetia Williams.
Here.
Larry Winters. All right, I received emails from Nick, who had a previously planned business trip, Wally James, whose mother's in the hospital, Jim Krafka is working, and Mike Lewis is working.
I saw an email from Rita Washington that she would be late, but not that she didn't meet.
Yes. Second. Are there objections?
I'm sorry.
There's a motion on the floor to excuse all the requested excused absences. Nick, Wally, Jim, and Mike. Are there any objections? Okay. They'll all be marked excused. Okay. So Venetia Patel Adams is going to be here to resign. She does not want to be the secretary. And so since she's not here, I'm just telling you, and I hope you trust me, she wants to resign. She doesn't want to be secretary. And I'd like to fill that position immediately. So I'm going to take nominations, and then I'll give each candidate 1 minute to speak. I don't think we need to waste time with questions and answers, and then we'll just vote. Are there objections to that process? Okay. Okay, I see. I have Ted. Tom? Sorry. Welcome. Are there other nominations for Secretary of the LSC? Are there other nominations?
Nominate Alexander.
Alexander, do you accept the nomination for Secretary of the LSC?
No.
Are there other nominations?
You do. How are you?
Okay, Ted. Do you accept the nomination, Ted?
I do.
Okay. Ted will be our secretary. Ted, will you mark that Alexander is here?
Someone will probably come here, maybe?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Correct. We're moving on to agenda approval. I'll entertain a motion to approve this agenda. Or any amendments?
Yes. Can I add something to the agenda?
You make a motion and then
I'd like to make a motion to add two motions to the agenda.
Okay. Do you have your motions?
I do. Yes, don't move them out loud.
Will someone do that for me too? Because there's a big
okay. Okay. Let's take care of hers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have
yours. You do yours, Adrian. Okay. Just do one at a time.
Okay. In late 2000, KPFU was issued a court order to diversify its programming to better represent the diverse makeup of the city of Houston and listenership area.
I'm sorry, could you start over?
Yeah. Can you pass them out?
I have not all kinds of copies, but enough to share.
Okay. And I think the most efficient way is just to give it a pat. Like the attack and half.
This is Susie Moreno's. I want to enter into this.
It has to be your motion if you're going to put it on the agenda. But
okay, that's okay. Well, Susie Moreno wrote it.
In late 2000, the KPFT was issued a court order to diversify its programming to better represent the diverse makeup of the city of Houston and listenership area During Dr. Kamau's tenure as IGM, a process was initiated to address the court order's mandate. Under the new IGM, programming has taken a turn for the worse, becoming less diverse rather than more. Currently, programming is disproportionately favors white audiences, with 65% of the programs geared toward European American listeners. I move that the Programming and Anti-Racism and Diversity Committees be tasked to prioritize this issue and work together to provide recommendations with the goal of bringing diversity back to the station as quickly as possible.
And where do you want to put this on the agenda?
I don't have the agenda.
It's in the red folder.
Right, pink.
It's pink.
Can it be moved out to right after public comments?
Okay, so the motion on the floor is to introduce the motion that was just handed out to add it to the agenda after public comment. Is there a second? This is just to add it to the agenda. There's a second. Is there an objection?
Discussion?
No. Are you objecting?
Well, yes.
Okay. Adrian, can you speak to your motion of why you want this on the agenda?
Well, can I explain what my objection is? You should be not aware. It's where it's placed.
Please, can you speak up because I cannot hear?
There's an objection to where it's placed.
My objection is that it should be placed in new business. You know, most of last year, we kept getting stuff shoved in front of committee reports, and
okay.
We never got to them. So
Adrian.
I think it's appropriate to put it anywhere other than new business. And let's try to get through the other things so we get through them.
Well, my problem with that is that we often don't get to motions, and I feel like motions move us forward in our ultimate goals. So I'd like to, if we were full of motions tonight, sure, but I think we only have three.
I'm worried with amendments to the agenda, if we add debate to each of these, it's going to take a long time. Are y'all okay having the speaker speak for their motion, have the objector speak if there's an objection, and then just voting? Is that okay to move us forward?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So all those in favor of adding this motion to the agenda, you're not supporting the motion, you're just supporting its addition to the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Mine was an amendment.
But it had already been seconded. The amendment for seconds.
Yep. Okay. My Adrian is to put it in new business.
Adrian refused the amendment. Is that true?
Okay.
Is it possible we can put it on part 8 when we have the standing reports?
That's another amendment. Adrian, would you put it in standing reports somewhere? It's not a motion from a committee, so I don't think that can work, but that's a good idea. Okay, so we're voting on whether to add this motion after public comment or not. All those in favor of adding this
motion?
Point of order.
Do we vote? We vote. Is there a second? Do we have a second?
We just have to deal with the amendments first.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Okay, and then we vote.
Yeah, from backwards to begin.
Who is in favor of Bill's amendment to put it in at the top of new business?
Yeah, sure.
All those in favor? 5. All those opposed to the amendment to put it in top of new business? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It fails. The amendment fails. So now we go back to the original motion, which is whether we're going to add this idea onto our agenda after public comment. All those in favor of adding this motion after public comment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it's added after public comment. Can we name this motion something?
Diversity.
Okay. Okay, and you have another one?
Mm-hmm. My second one is where?
Where do you want to add this one, Adrian?
Directly. Well, I want Alexandra Hunter's to be added in between. Well,
actually on top of voting line.
Okay, well, she can put that in her
book. Okay, so below my other one.
Okay, so after that public comment, after the diversity motion, before the board report.
So whereas Article 7, Section 2, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws states that the station's general manager shall serve as a non-voting member of the station's LSV, and whereas it is the IGM's duty as a non-voting member of the station's LSV to attend LSV meetings as an ex officio member, and whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws states that it is the LSV's responsibility to, quote, prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager, unquote, whereas Mr. Winters was hired on July 2017 and has yet to attend an LSV meeting, be it hereby resolved that Mr. Winters be directed to ensure his presence at each future LSV meeting while serving as KPFT's IGM.
Second.
Is there an objection?
I'm going to
Can you say why?
Yes, I'm going to object because I happen to know that Larry is a therapist and he has a group and has for many, many years.
This is just whether the motion is on the agenda or not. It's not in support or against the motion.
Okay, so then I spoke too soon, right?
Okay, is anyone against adding this motion to the agenda?
Where?
It's after public comment, after the diversity motion we just added.
Like 9B.
Yes. Object. Thank you, Adriana. I'm not.
Object for the same reasons I gave for the motion.
You want to amend it to move it?
It should be a new business.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
All those in favor of putting this motion in new business instead of after public comment? All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed to putting it at the top of new business? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What was the first count?
Eight.
Okay, so it passes. So the amendment is to put this motion at the top of new business. Now we have to vote whether to add it or not. Correct? So we're voting whether to add this motion to make it 14A minus 1. 14A, and then everything else falls down. All those in favor of adding this motion to the agenda under new business? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed to adding this motion to the All those in favor of adding this motion to the agenda? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It passes. So this is now 14. How do I do that? 14 minus A, and we'll call it the IGM motion. Okay, Alexandra, you have an amendment?
All right, I have a motion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I made two copies of it because I had made one as a group kind of on email with everybody. But then I got a phone call and then a couple of people wanted me to change the motion. So I made a copy of both.
Okay.
And then I thought maybe we could vote on which one we would want to vote on if we wanted to, and then vote on it or something. You know, it's two versions of it.
So maybe we can vote on whether to add it and then vote on the version. Is that okay?
Yes.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Just add the emotion, and if at some point we can move to amend at the time to fix it.
Okay. Is that okay?
Okay, and then what the suggestions were. I didn't like suggestions.
So maybe when we get to it, we can have that discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thanks for working together on that. So Alexandra's motion is to add her motion, which you're calling
Dreamers.
Dreamers, the Dreamers motion after public comment. Is there a second?
Wait.
My second.
Before
the yes.
Diversity.
Yes.
Minus A.
Yes. So it would be 9 minus A. There's a second. Is there an objection? Okay, it's on there. So now that just to clarify, are there any other amendments to our agenda? Rick?
Well, I just called on Ted to move his motion business C, because, you know, I think it's news. I mean, no closure isn't the IED anymore. And also, he says that he can withdraw it if the matter should be resolved on January 10th of this year. And I think it's resolved. Bill is no longer using the IED.
Where are you on this, Ted?
I'm not clear that that is actually the case at all. First of all, I'd like to know if a new IED has been officially confirmed.
So we're not having this discussion right now. We're just trying to set our agenda. So you refuse. You want your motion on the agenda.
Correct.
Okay. We're moving on. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Are there objections? Okay, great. We need to elect an LSB treasurer because Dwayne Lark has stepped down because he's a PNB director now. And so we're going to use the same process I suggested for secretary, if that's okay with everyone. So I'll take nominations. The people who accept the nominations can give a one-minute intro. We'll skip Q&A, and then we'll vote. Are there objections to that kind of sped up? Okay, I'll accept nominations.
You want to make PK for sure?
Do you accept? Are there other nominations? Bill?
Nick Economidis. He served last year, did a really good job.
Does he accept? Do you know?
He was ran for treasurer in December.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Are there other nominations? All right. Nick's not here. Yes.
I guess point of order, do we need secret ballots or can we do this by hand? Yeah. What's the will of the body?
Hands.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm finding my timer, PK, just a second. You have 1 minute to say why you want to be LSB treasurer or whatever you want to say.
I'm happy to serve for the kinds of things that we need as a body, fiduciarily and fiscally. And I have a great attention to detail. And I have shown my
commitment. I'm sorry, Ted, we have a choir over here so we can hear what she's saying.
I stopped your time, PK.
Okay. Sorry.
It was really loud back here.
Oh, I couldn't hear. Okay, I'm sorry.
Point of order, there is a blower in this room tonight, and I think that's part of the reason everybody's got a problem. Right. So let's just account for that. Okay.
I'm going to start your minute over. Go ahead.
I'm always willing to serve in whatever capacity I've been asked to serve in the past. And in the year that I've been here, I've shown my commitment to the work that I do on any particular committee or any job that I've been given. And I am committed to fiscal and fiduciary responsibility, which I too have shown in the year that I have been on this board.
Nick's not here, so we're gonna move to a vote. I'm gonna say PK's name.
Can we ask somebody to nominate me to make a legal?
He did. That seems fair.
I understand.
Bill, do you
what
want to
I
speak?
Said is something
we understand, Adriana. Do you want to speak? You have a minute.
Well, you know, we didn't agree on everything, but he did a really good job, I think, of listening and including people from whatever faction or group they're with and making sure we came up with a budget that I think it's exemplary, that it reduces our expenses and actually generates a small surplus, I believe. And he is, you know, very familiar with spreadsheets, and that's one of the main things you need to be able to do. And he communicates well, and I think everybody on the committee voted unanimously for the budget that he came up with. I don't think there were any objections. And he's, you know, attended all the meetings last year of the National Finance Committee. That's the main job, frankly, of being treasurer, and helped analyze some of the other. It was really helpful. We analyzed some of the problems of some of the other stations also with the budgets. And in this time of when we really, we really have such serious financial issues, I think is extremely helpful.
Okay, we're going to vote, so I'm going to say Pete.
Is there an opportunity to add an additional point, or are we closing debate at this
point? No, we agreed on this process. We're going to vote. All those for PK as treasurer, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those, I'm writing the number down. All those for Nick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. PK, you are our LSB treasurer. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Everybody, empty their pockets.
Okay, minutes approval. So for minutes approval, I have a motion that I'd like to present for this process. It's in the folder. It's orange. I'm going to read through it and follow the process for this. I sent it to you two weeks ago with more of an email to it, but here's the motion. I move we use the following process to approve the LSB minutes from August to December. Chair will send out all draft minutes by the January LSB meeting. Deb will send out any minutes I fail to include by Friday, January 12th for them to be included in this process. LSB members will take a month to read the draft minutes and send revisions to the writers to avoid lengthy debate within the meeting. 3, minutes writers will make changes and send proposed minutes to the board by February 10th, 4 days before meeting since there are so many to read. 4, LSB members will read proposed minutes. 5, at the February LSB meeting, the board will vote on which set of minutes to use if necessary and whether to approve them for each meeting. And 6, secretary will post approved minutes. Is there a second for my motion?
Second.
Is there an objection to my motion? Wow, great. Okay, so we're going to follow this process. I'll resend the email again so everyone has it. And Deb, since we've had all this meeting confusion, if you need till Friday to add more minutes, you know, like if you haven't gotten to
them, have them all posted.
You're good. Okay. So we're good. So you have a bunch of minutes to read. Read them. Send your revisions to whoever wrote them. And then they need to submit proposed minutes 4 days before the meeting next month so that we can all read them again and make sure that the revisions we wanted are there before we vote on them. Thank you, because we're so behind on minutes, so it's great.
Just one question. They're not to be posted. They're to be sent to all the LSB members, to you, right? For us to read,
right?
Be posted.
Yes, okay. They shouldn't be posted because they're not approved. That's what this process is. Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes.
Have we ever decided who's going to post the audio on KPFTX? Was that ever determined?
Have we?
I can comment that all the audios that I've recorded, I've posted.
Is that something you're willing to do every?
I'm planning on posting this one, and as long as I'm here, I'm glad to do it.
Does that answer your?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Okay.
Point of information.
Yes.
On the minute. So since this is a 2-week meeting and we're going to meet in 2 weeks, so we need to have all the minutes read and suggested revisions within about a week, and then back to the authors, and then that's the time frame we're looking at. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a little faster. And we also, Ted's already written the minutes for the last meeting, so those are out there for you to send him revisions, and he'll send you these as soon as he can, send him revisions for those. So we're trying to stick to the process that's outlined in the standing rules as much as possible. Okay.
Request for information.
Yes.
Last year, consistently, Bill Crozier announced that he was recording the meeting. If Joseph Davis doesn't have those, is Bill authorized to post his or even required to post his?
I have the recordings of all of them, and as I said earlier last year, I just didn't have time to do it, but you know, I think I'll probably have some more time now. So, yep, to some unit that don't have Joseph, I'll probably let it post.
Can we set a goal of having those up by next meeting, too? Is that reasonable?
2 weeks, I'm not sure. I need to go back and see how many
there are. Point of order. We have at least one member or concerned citizen who's been screaming about that for months now. I don't remember his name, but
When do you think you can have it done, Bill?
Well, I'll try for the next meeting, but I'll say in a month from now. I don't know how many minutes there are.
So today is January 24th, so by February 24th is your goal?
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay with the body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morning information. Who's our secretary?
Ted. Okay, we don't have any... We won't be meeting twice a month. This is just because we had the PNB elections at our last meeting. But moving forward, hopefully we'll get all our business done in one meeting.
I just want to point out that for the audio posted from the last meeting, if you're looking on the website, it's not under an LSP meeting because it was a delegates assembly. So you'll have to look for delegates assembly, and that's where it shows up.
Okay, thank you. We need to move on. We don't have any consent items, and it's not 8 yet. So do I skip public comment and do business and then go back to it? Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Alexandra, you're up with your Dreamers motion.
Okay. All of you have a figure in front of you. There's version one. It's the version I prefer. And there's version two, which is also really good. What happened was we came up with version one, and then after talking to some people in the station, I got some critiques about this. They told me, you know, that might not work out. So I went ahead and put both versions.
Why don't you read the one that you want to submit,
and then you know, so to make everybody happy, they can decide, and there's a chart if you wanted to. Okay. Whereas 16% of DACA recipients live in Texas, and about 40,000 of these people live in Houston, and whereas DACA recipients face immediate threat to their stability and well-being, now therefore let it be resolved that the LSP recommends an emergency change in program aimed at advocating for protection of DACA recipients and telling the stories of Dreamers. The LSP recommendation is for an 8-hour period of programming to be aired on Saturday, on a Saturday, on or before February 2nd, 2018, including interviews of members from United We Dream, people who are personally affected by these policies, and experts about immigration.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection to this motion?
This is the version one, you're saying?
Yes.
I object.
Okay. So, Alexandra, this is how we're going to do this, if this is okay with everyone. We'll have three speakers for the motion, three against, and they'll each have...
I object. We should be able to speak as long as people wish to speak, and if two-thirds wish to close debate, then two-thirds close debate. Anything like what you're saying is inconsistent with our bylaws and with Robert's Rules of Order.
Joseph?
I just wanted to move to amend by consideration of your part two. And we can read that and consider that as an alternate.
Okay, so he objected to my process. So what do I do then? Do I vote or do I just...
Does he need a second?
Does he need a second to object to my process?
All your objection is to having her motion? That's all.
No. My process, I suggested, was having three speakers for, three against, and Ted objected to my process.
Oh, that's fine. We'll vote on it.
Okay.
Can we make an amendment that we hear the second one so we can discuss it all instead of having elaborate votes and two different versions? Resolve it together.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can we just talk about this one and see how it goes? Can we vote whether it's okay for us to do three and three or whether we want an unlimited debate? All those in favor of my three and three process?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, we're going to do that. And if we want to extend debate, people can move to extend debate. So, Alexandra, you get to start in speaking for your motion.
Okay, I think it's really important for us to understand what an emergency is. I think it's an emergency, and I know that a lot of people are saying, you know, moving programming around is a big deal, and it's going to cause programmers hurt feelings if you have to move their programming, and then I heard that we make the most money on Saturday
right? And that people will change the channel. These are the arguments against it. People will change the channel if, change the channel on Saturday where KPFT needs to make money or something. And I get all that. But I think really if we're not doing, if we're not there for people in an emergency time, you know, it's an emergency, there's like safety and stability, we can't be there to like spread the message and everything. What is KPFT like? If at the bottom line we're worried if the shows on Saturday aren't going to make enough money, then I don't know what we are. You know, I just think that it would be good, and it would be really good for people that need to know about it. Because if people understood what was really happening, I think that people feel a lot differently about the immersion doctrine and all that.
Thank you. Is there a speaker against?
Against what?
Can I ask for clarification?
Yes.
Okay, you have February 2nd. Why February 2nd?
Well, because I, like I said about it being an emergency, is I feel like it's worth, like, all the time people take regularly aired stuff off the air on the news and on TV channels. If there's like some real stuff happening, you know what I'm saying? And but we did do that sometimes, and we do do that sometimes, and people listen and they're surprised by it, and then that'll be the new KPFT. Like, we're willing to respond to the emergencies that are happening. Instead of our old programming, let it be like, oh my God, this is affecting these people, we know these people, we're gonna aim to them. And all the programmers, like, they could get into it, you know. I'm sure if they had to talk about it, be like, hey, there's this DACA emergency. Can everybody like help us out?
So nothing is happening, and we really have to have it by February. I don't reason I'm asking that is because the day is Thursday. I mean, what else today?
Yeah.
Is there something going on?
Yes.
Could be voting on this by March.
Yeah, they're voting on this by March. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Joseph, you're speaking against.
I moved to amend by using your alternate choice because I think the spirit of what your entire motion is absolutely correct. My reason, after having read the alternate choices, I believe one, it is not in the power of the LSB to dictate programming to the station. It's simply not our power, not appropriate for us to be doing. I also think that, given my experience with both management and programmers at KPFT, we're more likely to get their cooperation to actually get this achieved. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would favor your second version.
Mm-hmm. Amend second. So now we vote on that amendment.
No,
I know, but we're in the middle. So what just happened is Joseph amended the motion, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Joseph amended the motion, it was seconded, and so we first have to process the amendment, and then we go back to the larger motion. Am I learning this? Okay.
So what is his amendment to do the second? We haven't debated the second.
Yes.
We'll just go back to debating it after if we accept the amendment.
Point of clarification.
Because we said we recommend. And I don't understand. When you said we recommend, we need to say something more specific.
We're not debating this right now.
No.
I understand you're making an argument, but everyone has an argument. So Joseph made an amendment. We have a second for the amendment.
The point of information,
it's an amendment.
If we accept Joseph's amendment, essentially we're no longer debating the first one that she wants, and we're just accepting the second one, which negates the whole idea of 3 and 3.
Bill?
Well, let me make a point of order first. This is actually a substitute. You have a substitute, people can speak on either the original or the substitute while you're debating that. And then you vote on whether to make the substitution.
That's not what we agreed to.
Well, this is just for Robert's Rules of Order. So, and you can do 3 and 3 for each if you want. I'm just saying this, but I'd like to speak on the substitute when you get it.
Now we have two motions on the floor. So we'll just up it to 3 and 3. We'll make 6 and 6. Okay. So we've had 1 for, 1 against. We have 4 more speakers to process.
To his version, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
His attitude. I believe that we should have there
we recommend to the IGM, because if not, we recommend to whom?
On version
to
two.
The interim, general manager.
Yes.
Right up there.
Yes.
It's a friendly amendment, Joseph.
Yeah.
Yes.
I second.
Do you accept that?
I do.
Oh, it's not a matter of acceptance. She's got a second amendment, and I will certainly vote for it.
Okay. There's a second. Is there an objection to that amendment to version two?
What is the amendment? I did not get clear.
The amendment is to version two, and it says.
Recommend to the IGM.
Version two or version one?
Version two. This is complicated. We have to pay attention so we stay with each other. We're talking about version two. That's what Adrienne is amending, and she's adding recommend to the IGM.
Where?
After that, the LSB recommends to the IGM.
The LSB recommendation is for significant. The LSB recommendation to the IGM is for a significant period. Is that how you want
to
do it?
The LSB recommends to the IGM an emergency.
Got it.
Point of information.
Can be used for both, right? Number one or number two.
So you're amending both?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is that seconded?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I mean.
So can we just vote on this amendment to both of these motions of after resolved that the LSB recommends to the IGM? We're adding 1, 2, 3 words. All those in favor of that amendment to both of the motions? Is there an objection? Okay, great. So now I'm looking for a speaker for one of these motions. Adrienne.
So I'll speak to recommending number one. I agree that this is an emergency situation, and if we can't respond to an emergency situation with a significant portion of time devoted to it, then I don't know if we're really adhering to the principles of our mission and to the principles of what we stand for in our community. So this is something that affects us all, and for that reason, and as Jerry said, time is of the essence. So this is something that's coming up in March, and if we don't deal with it with a significant portion of time and show the community what we stand for, I think there will be an opportunity lost. And our reputation will be damaged.
I'm going to take another speaker against, and then we're going to move to public comment. So public, if you haven't signed up, please sign up now. Speaker against, Rhonda.
I appreciate the spirit of the motion, absolutely. I agree with everything that Joseph Davis had to say. I personally don't think it's a good idea. Originally, I think the motion said, and it was Wendy and I, you know, no worries. Wendy and I called and spoke to Alex about it. Our feeling is that 8 hours of programming would have to be super, super stellar, organized, and I don't know that we have the people to do 8 hours of good content, okay? Joseph is absolutely correct that typically if these things can come to KPFT first, and then if they don't get the result that they need, then they would bring it to the board. We have organized for Carolina and Chris to be interviewed on the news. We've arranged for them to be on Egberto Willie's program, Politics Done Right. I have got Rick Esquerdo to agree to interview them on Saturday morning. My personal opinion is My personal opinion is that it's going to be the most effective and the most moving would be to get these young people to record their stories. You know, do a story like in a minute
and
a half.
We have to go to public comment.
Huh?
We have to go to public comment. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's 8. You had...
Okay, so we're just like, now we're going to stop and do... We're not ready?
It's 8. We have to stop. So we'll get back. I've kept tallies. We have more speakers on each side.
Well,
I only have 3 people for public comment. Does anyone else want to be on here? Alon, you want to be on? Okay. Are there objections to me using my card system to ordering the speakers again?
I'm asking them to be just use it.
Okay. Can I pick the numbers, just, or Bill, do you want to pick the numbers real quick?
Bill.
Two.
Okay.
Just a little fun for everyone.
All right. Three. Well, I thought I was grabbing two or three of them.
Okay.
Three.
Grab another one. Come on, Bill.
Four.
Okay.
And then one.
Okay, great. So our order tonight is Jim, Nancy, Alon, and Catalina. Is that okay with you? Are you okay on time, Catalina? Okay. So we have four people, 30 divided by four. It's about 7.5?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone will have 7.5 minutes to speak. Jim, come on up.
Can I stand here? Is that fine?
Yeah, and before you start, I just want to remind the board, the public is here to speak to us. We're here to listen. We're not here to respond in any way. Anissa Alexandra.
Jim Sheridan. You might consider...